VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Hey folks, Ken here. I have a question for you. When was the last time you took an airplane flight? Since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, most of us have had no choice but to cancel our plans to travel abroad for vacation. I enjoy taking flights. Being able to fly across the sea to another country never fails to amaze me. The people who work on planes to serve the passengers are called flight attendants. In Taiwan, flight attendants are sometimes referred to as high-class waiter or waitresses. However, jokes aside, it requires a lot more than serving to be a flight attendant. They would have to be ready for all types of emergencies. So, aside from simply delivering food to your seat, flight attendants are actually lifesavers and guardians of the plane. So please don't take them for granted. Our video today shows us what's really going through a flight attendant's mind when he or she kindly smiles at you. For example, a passenger might be trying to squeeze luggage into the overhead compartment. At this point, instead of coming to help the passenger, a flight attendant is actually thinking, there's absolutely no way that that's going to fit into the overhead compartment, but I'm going to watch you try anyway. Also, before takeoff, flight attendants will demonstrate safety procedures in the aisle. And what they're actually thinking is, I'm doing the safety demo knowing full well you're all ignoring me. I might as well be doing the Macarena dance. No one would notice. Oh, Macarena. And not to mention when the seatbelt indicator goes... What the flight attendants are actually thinking is, since you blatantly ignored the seatbelt sign, I hope the turbulence knocks you on your ass. Wow, can you believe how crazy it'll be if flight attendants choose not to be patient? I'm sure nobody wants to be on that flight. Overall, from my past experiences, flight attendants are super nice and polite. But there's this one time I took airlines to Japan. I asked an attendant how to fill out the immigration form, and she was like, huh? What do you mean? Just fill it out. And she just stormed off with a grouchy face. I said, okay, thanks. But what I actually wanted to say was, okay, thanks. I'll report you right away. And now here's our sentence of the day. Since you blatantly ignore the seatbelt sign, I hope the turbulence knocks you on your ass. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, blatantly. Blatantly, which means to do something in a way that is very obvious and intentional. For example, you can say, it was blatantly obvious that she was telling a lie. Number two, turbulence. Turbulence, which means strong sudden movements within air or water. For example, I had a sudden flashback of my entire life during the turbulence just now. Number three, knock. Knock, which means the act of something hitting a person or a thing really hard. For example, the boxer knocked his opponent out and won the match. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Ken Miao speaking. The temperature outside is 25 degrees Celsius. We are expected to experience slight turbulence in T-minus 10 seconds. However, since you blatantly ignore the seatbelt sign, get ready for a high-speed roller coaster ride!